This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Hey, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the California and Nevada League's Reach Conference here in lovely Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Roy Stewart from Allied Payment Network. How are you, sir?
Good to see you, Roy. Good to meet you, Mike.
Yeah, good to meet you as well. How's the conference going
great.
For you?
Ton of people, ton of old friends, meeting lots of new friends, so it's going well.
A lot of that for sure. Did you make it over to Money 2020 by the chance?
Or I did not. I came out on Tuesday, but our president was there, Ralph.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people kind of hopping back and forth, especially yesterday. So good stuff. Any highlights for the conference this year so far? Anything stand out for you so far? Or?
Just got in yesterday and, you know, good opening sessions, and last night attended the SCCUA Friends and Family event at Topgolf, which was always a lot of fun.
Oh, how much fun is that? Oh my gosh.
See a lot of people there.
Lots of that place is a pretty stellar place to have an event for sure.
So good.
All right, so today we're going to talk about shifts in payments, and then also you're going to talk about how bill pay and, you know, helping out members in trying times, that type of stuff. So give us a quick overview on what's going on, because especially in the payments sector, my gosh, the next 5-10 minutes something will have happened. So
exactly
how fast it changes these days. So
It's always changing, always evolving, and Allied is the last independent player out there. So
last
one remaining. Okay. So we're really focused specifically on payments, on bill payments. Mm-hmm. So we have traditional bill payments that we offer, established customer base of 500 customers approximately, give or take that. We've been around for 13 years. Mm-hmm. So I think really one of our market propositions is just good solid bill payment with solid customer service behind it. Mm-hmm. We've worked to keep the product up to date with new features, new technology. We've incorporated real-time payments via virtual debit cards on the bill payment sector. We also have a suite of payment products. So beside the traditional bill payment, we also offer our own person-to-person, which allows the member to make payments via ACH with the normal processing times, or real-time via the debit card.
That was my follow-up. Is there real-time ACH in there?
Not real-time ACH yet, but that's something that we are evaluating. But they can do it currently via the debit rail. So we think there's advantages to that. So that way, if I need to pay you money for lunch or whatever, it's like I Venmo, you Zelle, I don't Zelle, you don't Venmo. So then we don't get caught up in that loop and have to download additional apps. Okay. Everybody has a debit card. Typically.
Yeah.
Now, if they know where it's at, I can't vouch for that. I do demos. And
I know where my debit card is at all times.
I don't want to lose that one. Yeah. So we're actually doing real-time demos of our P2P here at the show if people are interested, see how it works. And that's how I know not everyone knows where their debit card is, because we'll send it to the debit card.
Okay.
But we offer that. We offer account-to-account transfer as well. We have Portal Pay to latches on to the credit union's website so that members can go out there and make one-time day of loan payments via ACH or debit or credit card.
Oh, I like that.
Intended for that. And then our very first product was called Picture Pay, which allows them to take a picture of a bill, upload it automatically, or see technology to read it in and set it up for them automatically.
Okay.
So we have a wide range. One advantage of Allied is one-stop shopping.
Yeah, you got it all right there. Yeah. So how important is this, especially the real-time stuff? Because we can't stop talking about FedNow.
Right.
So how is this influencing what you guys are offering?
Exactly. Great question. We are evaluating FedNow, as I think everybody is. We're totally behind FedNow. We totally intend to embrace FedNow. We're trying to determine the best use cases for it. And actually, I get asked that a lot on demos.
I bet you do.
Yeah. And what we like to do is kind of ask, well, what's the institution's plan for FedNow? How do they see using it? I find a lot of people are kind of in the same boat where they're evaluating at this point. A couple have jumped on board.
Seen that.
You know, either mainly receiving. There's a few that might be sending. But we're evaluating. We think has long-term potential. We're waiting to see how it plays out, especially in the bill payment space. We're not finding a lot of billers signing up for the FedNow system.
Yeah, I see it working really well for the folks in the gig economy and that type of stuff. So, and there was another aspect of it that's really good too, and I can't think of it right off the top of my head. But there's a lot of positives to it For sure, but yeah, it's good that a lot of credit unions are evaluating it right now, so including you guys as well. So
yeah,
so there's a lot of that, a lot of education awareness right now with it. And so 2024 is going to be an interesting year when it comes to that. So yeah,
it is.
So
and we really want to work with our customers to build out the bill payment system of their dreams, if you will, or the future bill payments. We really want their ideas and get their thoughts into what's going to work best for them and their members.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. So how do you see it progressing? I mean, how much further can we? I mean, real time is real time, but how much further can we go with this?
So that's a great question. I'm not sure anyone knows yet.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, instantaneous, I think, will be the ultimate, which, I mean, we're getting close to that now.
Yeah.
So there's always going to have to be some mechanism behind it. We primarily see real time, though, kind of circle back to your question, primarily in the P2P, the A2A area. That's where we see the first use cases of it. And I was talking to someone this morning, the cost savings is tremendous. They said FedNow could drop 80 cents transaction down to 4.5 cents.
Oh my god! Oh my gosh, really?
So yeah, that's what a CFO, of course, told me this morning.
Interesting.
Knowing the numbers off the top of
his head. That's pretty drastic.
Yeah, it is. So I think definitely that's going to be of key interest to people. It's just building the infrastructure to get there. We look at it as just another rail. But train cars have to exist to ride those rails. Someone got to load the train car, someone got to unload the train car.
Yeah.
And that's a piece we're working on, we see the industry working on.
I have not heard that example before. Yeah. I like that one. Yeah. I like the train car one. I'm going to remember that
one. That was good.
For sure. So what are you seeing here as far as payments or anything like that? I mean, what are you guys talking about, rather? What's the buzz in the hallways with credit unions and payments right now?
Definitely the buzz, the FedNow, the RTP, everything like that. What we're really focused on are people that may not be happy with their current payments experience. Talked to someone just this morning that just felt it hasn't kept up to date. They recently surveyed their membership, and that was one of the key complaints, the lack of efficiencies and features within their payment product.
Right.
So they really want to enhance that. So not only encourage the members to utilize it more, but provide a better experience. I think that's always a key part as well. Everybody's looking to build their digital brand.
A lot of the members are experiencing payments experiences in other, in like the retail industry, for example, and it's pretty darn good over there. So you expect that from your financial institution as well.
Yeah,
so,
and we really want to help them bring the members back to their sites for all their money movement purposes.
Exactly.
Really create a hub, or we're calling it a universal payment network, where members know who they want to pay, how much they want to pay, and when they want to pay. They don't care how it's getting there.
Yeah.
That's and we really focus on that.
Yeah.
It's like, let's get it there the quickest, cheapest way possible.
Building a hub at the credit union, so to speak? Okay.
Yes, they can ride any of the rails, you know, invisible to the membership.
I like that, So keep it in the credit union ecosystem.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right, exactly. A lot of people have gone to the direct to biller site. And so what we want to do is provide reasons for them to return to the institution site and become their primary
hub. Isn't it easier to manage that way, especially if you have that that hub right there?
Yeah.
So
instead
of going to all these different sites and stuff like that to do payment, that would just be mind spinning. So
I call myself a reforming direct to biller user, because that's what I did before I signed up with Allied.
Okay.
And now I'm utilizing our system, our payments hub, and our e-bill capability. So I can have all my bills in one place.
Right on.
So I don't have to go sign into Amex to see what I owe there, go sign into my mortgage site.
Yeah.
And then also we're able to do real-time payments through virtual debit cards through our bill payment site as well.
One more reason to use your credit union. That's just such a huge value add.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the whole idea. And that's what we're trying to provide to the institutions is that value proposition.
Indeed. Indeed. All righty, sir. Well, anything else to add?
I think that's it.
All right,
I appreciate you.
Yeah,
time
thank
to
you
chat
so much.
Me.
Yeah, this is such an education. I love talking payments because it changes so fast. And if any way to keep credit unions on top of this, I know it's like a full-time job, but keep them on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna be better off in the long run for sure.
Awesome.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode brought to you by Origins. Take your indirect lending to the next level.